The Mishnah Membeis tells us, "Ein nostim kli tachas haner lekabel bo es hashemen." And the Gemara interprets, "Amar Rav Chista afa pish amu ein nostim kli tachas hatanagonus lekabel beit sasa." Amar Rava ma'itam Rav Chista kasav tanagolus asuya lehatil beit sasa ba'aspa. Vatzola mitzuya hitiru, vatzola she'ena mitzuya lo hitiru. So, in other words, that there's a special, so to speak, dispensation, because if it's, if the, in the case, let's say, the tarnagol lays its egg in the ashpa, it's permitted to be metaltel the kli to save the egg for that hatzol. It's permitted if it's something that's common, as opposed to, let's say, it laid its egg not in the on a flat surface in the ashpa, but on a slope, so it's going to be, the egg is going to roll down. That's unusual. So there, they won't matter the hatzola to move the kli to protect the egg. And therefore, Toisus there says that's also the reason that we don't allow to move the kli underneath the flame, underneath the nair, because that's considered hatzola she'ena mitzuya, because it's the kind of thing that could have been done and it's normally done before yontif, so there's no special dispensation. Now, in this halacha of Rabbah, there's a machlok between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says in the Mishnah, "Ein nosn b'shabbos kli tachas haner." So Rashi says the reason is because the shemen of the ner is muksa, of the lit fire, and therefore ein kli nitel el tzorach tov hanitel. And Rashi says the same thing. Rabba, interpreting Rabba, that's the reason that you can't use the kli tachas, underneath the chicken to get its the nukabel beit sasa to save the egg. However, Toisus quotes in the Mirva a completely different reason, that I had sol she'ena mitzuya lo hitiru, because it's a tircha. So the is an is a tircha. And therefore, there's an Issa Hatzola because of Tirchan Shabbos, but it's not at all related to Muksa. And the Ramban have a different approach. The Ramban says, the Ramban is for Temahi. The dove havoy amai lo veikel meima mishum dechol hatzola ikel meches lahidem rina repair kol kisvei mitoch she odem bol amamonon ishavus le asili suya kelim derech b'shus harabim. That according to Ramban, this is in general an isha hatzola, that the Gemara says in kol kisvei you're not allowed, your house is on fire, you're not allowed to save the things, only minimal dispensations for certain food and so on. But otherwise, it's a gzera, because you may carry on Shabbos, take things out of the house to save them, and so there's a separate isha hatzola on Shabbos. So the rest of the nafkamina between this is what would be if this isha hatzola she'ena mitzuya apply also to food, to oichlim. Because according to Rashi, that the Isur is because ein kli nitel el tzorach dov hanitel. So therefore, you're not allowed to move the kli only to protect something which also could be nital. So tzorach muksa, for example, it would not be permitted. So then it would be then it's a specific halacha in kelim. Because in general there's an isa to move kelim only for letzorich. But it's not letzorich. People aren't aware of this. You're not allowed to use a kli. It's only for the purpose of the kli, which is a gemara later on Kuf Chaf Dalet. And therefore, even that tzorich has to be for purpose of another of something which is nitl, which itself is not muksa. And therefore would only apply to kelim. But however, if the halacha is like Tosfos, that it's because it's an isa tircha, so then it would apply to anything, to oichlim as well. And of course, according to the Ramban as well, if it's because the Ramban says in the Melchamis later on, Mishehichshich, also says because that I'll just read the Ramban. She'afilu l'dova ha'nitel nami matzina she'en kli nitel. And so that's only if it's a if there's a likely hefsa, then it's a special dispensation. And he quotes the Gemara here in Kira, Hatzola Mitsuya Hitira, Vatzola She'ena Mitsuya Lo Hitira. Fahainu Afila Dava Nitel, Fahalamana She'en Kli Nitel Elil Hatzola. Hakashain Sham Hefsa, says the Ramban, Enu Nitel. Fahkol Mildin Shalola Hatzola. Umachloikis bat sola she'ena mitzuya. So, but from the Rabbi, you see, also it's based on the Xavis Kalim. And it's not related necessarily to the to Reb Yitzchak Shalacha, the Enkli, Nitel, Elitzorch, Dava, Hanitel. But here, in general, Kalim should not be moved only for the purpose of the Kli. And so, therefore, according to Ramban, also the Isa would only relate to Kalim and not to Oichlim.